Welcome to Business Talk, the podcast that dives into the world of business in English, featuring expert insights and discussions on entrepreneurship, finance, management, and more. British billionaire Joe Lewis, owner of Tottenham Hotspur, is currently involved in a series of legal battles that originated in the United States. Lewis was recently bailed in a U.S. fraud case, which led to his superyacht being secured as part of a hefty $300 million bond. In addition to this, Lewis also faces charges for alleged insider trading tied to his role at Tottenham Hotspur, including rumors of providing illegal share tips to friends, personal pilots, and a beauty queen. Despite these accusations, Lewis maintains his innocence and recently defended himself in a Manhattan court. This series of trials has further intensified scrutiny on his involvement in football globally. In contrast, Meta, formerly known as Facebook, seems to be overcoming its financial difficulties. The company has reported an 11% year-on-year increase in its Q2 2023 revenue, leading to a surge in its stock. Despite facing challenges like slumping ad sales, Meta recorded a significant profit increase of 16%, reaching an impressive $7.8 billion. This shows that Meta is experiencing robust growth while weathering past setbacks. In summary, while Lewis is grappling with legal troubles, on the other hand, Meta seems to be in a period of strong financial growth after overcoming several obstacles. In the latest Nasdaq news, analysts have given a moderate by consensus rating for Heritage Crystal Clean Incorporated, Nasdaq, HCCI, indicating their belief in the potential and lucrative investment opportunities of the company. Strategic Education, SDRA, and Driven Brands, Nasdaq, DRVN, are both set to announce their quarterly earnings. SDRA will provide its financial report on July 27th, with market participants keen to gain insight into the company's strategy moving forward and its recent performance. Driven Brands is scheduled to present its earnings this Wednesday, with a prediction of 29 cents per share for the quarter. Both companies' financial results will be under close scrutiny by investors to assess financial health and potential. Meanwhile, Gilead Sciences experienced a 4.7% decrease in its stock price, a downturn attributed to insider selling activity. While such activity is not unusual, it can sometimes suggest waning confidence among those with insider knowledge. The effect of this movement on Gilead Sciences' stock performance in the long term will surely be monitored closely by investors. Stay tuned to our Nasdaq updates for more insights and trends on these companies and their market performances. In the latest NatWest news, the Prime Minister and Chancellor of the United Kingdom are under scrutiny for allegedly damaging UK business and not adhering to proper procedures regarding Alison Rose's resignation as the CEO of NatWest. Her resignation ignited a political controversy in Britain, following a dispute over a bank account closure. This dispute involved Nigel Farage, a prominent British political figure, whose account was held with Coutts, a subsidiary of NatWest. In the aftermath of Rose's resignation, Farage has escalated his demands for the removal of other executives at NatWest. Simultaneously, Energy Minister Grant Shapps has suggested that banks should halt politically exposed person tests on politicians and their family members in light of the controversy involving Rose and Coutts. To summarize, the resignation of Alison Rose as NatWest CEO amidst the controversy surrounding the closure of Farage's bank account at Coutts has led to an ongoing political storm. Allegations of negative impacts on UK business and procedural irregularities aimed at the Prime Minister and Chancellor are coupled with Farage's continued call for a sweep of the NatWest Executive Board. In recent Richard Dixon news, a pivotal transition in his career has come to light. Dixon, previously the president and chief operating officer at Mattel, has now been appointed as the new CEO of retail behemoth, Gap. With his deep-set experience as an executive in the toy industry, Dixon aims to steer Gap towards success in the highly competitive retail sphere. This new phase indeed marks an exhilarating chapter for both Dixon and Gap. It will be of interest to many to observe the approaches and strategies he adopts to maneuver through the dynamic retail landscape. In the latest Rolls-Royce news, the company has experienced a 19% surge in shares following a raised profit guidance. The renowned engine maker now expects to report half-year profits double the market consensus, an exciting development that has captured the attention of investors, evidenced by the significant boost in company's shares. This impressive surge is not only a positive sign of growing investor confidence for Rolls-Royce, but also showcases the company's ability to exceed expectations even in a challenging economic climate. It's clear that the raised profit guidance and resultant surge in shares have strengthened Rolls-Royce's position, indicating its robust performance and high growth potential within the market. This unexpected surge, along with an optimistic profit forecast, signals a significant milestone for the company and solidifies Rolls-Royce's position as a leading player in the industry. As the company continues to surpass expectations, it is likely to attract further interest from investors and industry experts alike, poised for future growth. In an unexpected turn of events in the journalism industry, London-based business newspaper City AM has been rescued from threatened administration by Matthew Moulding, owner of online health and beauty retailer, THE. Despite its core operations residing within the health and beauty sphere, THG has now, through Moulding's funds, become the surprising savior of City AM. This acquisition poses intriguing questions for the future of City AM and its alignment with THG's existing business ventures. In an unusual pairing that has raised industry eyebrows, it's uncertain how the partnership between a business newspaper and a health and beauty retailer will unfold. As we watch this development, it certainly symbolizes the rapidly evolving media landscape and the innovative measures companies are taking to diversify their portfolios. Thank you for joining us today as we explored the fascinating world of business. And remember, success in business is a journey that requires determination, innovation, and a little bit of risk-taking.